This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, you know it was a good thing. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of my Calvary. He is in the grave, but checked out on the third day.
Let's check in instead of having checked out what he checked out yesterday at the end of the day. And now, for many of you, it's the beginning of a new day, so let's check in with what's going on around the country and around the world, conversationally. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. I'm here with my friend Kara Schillen. Wednesday, the 22nd of June, second full day of summertime. The heat has gotten a lot of people down. Well, we're here to make this a good day, even if it isn't on the outside looking like a good day. You can make it a good day. There are three people who are under arrest in New York City who are not going to have a good day. Pretty much can promise you and them that. So the self-styled vigilantes arrested with a huge cache of weapons outside the Holland Tunnel on their way into New York City. What do you suppose that's all about? Want to get the overview? Let's just listen to a quick news report on what happened in the tunnel that links New Jersey to downtown New York, Manhattan, in fact.
A security scare at the Holland Tunnel, a major crossing that connects New Jersey and Manhattan. Police say three people described as so-called gun enthusiasts were arrested with a cache of weapons, some loaded after they were stopped near the tunnel on the New Jersey side. Police pulled their vehicle over at the toll plaza for a cracked windshield. That's when they discovered several rifles, handguns, body armor, and ammunition. Local media is reporting drugs were also found in the vehicle. The investigation is ongoing, but authorities say there appears to be no known link to terror.
Guns. It's amazing how much activity there is in this country surrounding guns. And I think maybe not just in our country, it's around the world. Guns. What would the world be like if someone had not invented the bullet or the gun? Ever think about that? We'd be using a club to get, think of the many uses of the gun. I actually spent some time thinking about this yesterday on my tractor as I was mowing hay on my farm. I was thinking of all of the good uses, but is there anything good that comes out of having a gun? If you go back, instead of moving forward, let's just go back. Think about how it was first, or do you even know how it was first used? Could we have had wars? The way people have always not gotten along, how did they settle their differences? They threw rocks at one another, right? Or hit each other with a club, or somehow or other used a knife or a spear. Those old movies, the 300 and some of those other gruesome, horrible things. But it's worth food for thought. What would the world be like without guns?
Our country would definitely be different. Think of, the Civil War or something like that without the use of guns. It's an interesting prospect.
Thank you. So I asked it. Have people think about what would happen. It's not likely that it will ever happen now, again, on the face of the planet, because the weaponry becomes more sophisticated all the time. Even though the guns that are used now are really only used for individual affronts. Because there are shooting wars. Certainly we've seen that in our lifetime. How many of them? I've seen in my lifetime Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East, Desert Storm, what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are plenty of examples of us needing to use guns, either to protect ourselves or to be offensive. But under the circumstances,
what would life have been? Is it just part of the maturation of our world? How do you suppose, I mean, think about this. If you want to really be crazy, there's a movie that's being shot right now, a Steven Spielberg movie, that explores basically alien life elsewhere. Where have we come from? It underscores my philosophy. I've been putting forth this philosophy for years and years and years, that we did not come from this world. We didn't come from this planet. We came from other planets. It's the only thing in my mind, honestly, that makes any sense. You can't really explain why do black people live in Africa, and why do yellow people live in Asia, and why do white people live in Europe and in North America. You can watch the migration of people, but in terms of how it actually started, people say, oh no, civilization began in Africa. That's a good story. Maybe it did, because that's where the first seeds were planted, if you will, by people who came here from another planet. And you look around, Star Wars, all everything involves guns. That's my point. Everything involves weaponry and guns. The stories, I fell asleep last night watching the last episode of Person of Interest. Guns. Think of a television show that isn't a comedy, the dramas on TV that doesn't involve guns. Movies, books, life. Our life, many people would argue and could argue, is built around guns. So, as far as anyway, these three that were arrested going into the Holland Tunnel, stopped by officers, they found guns and rifles. They were stopped because they had a cracked windshield. 2,000 rounds of ammunition, drugs also inside the car. Two men in their 50s and a woman in her 20s. Now, there's a combination. Cops say the vehicle had a logo from a gun range in Pennsylvania. They described themselves as self-styled vigilantes. So, more guns. And then you look at the situation, the investigation into what has happened, 49 people in Orlando, that, and then you go back and look at Columbine, Virginia Tech, Aurora, Tucson, Sandy Hook, Charleston, San Bernardino. And you see all the results of guns. Guns don't kill people, people do. But if we didn't have guns, how would the people who are crazy and angry deal with their... I'm not suggesting anything other than asking you to think of what the planet, what life would be like if we didn't have guns. That's all. Think about what might have been the future of our planet if there were not guns. So I have no history in my mind about guns and where they came from, who invented them, bullets, the first guns. I'm just asking the question because I think it's a worthwhile question. That's why I ask it. 2020 News Quiz question coming up. It's 4:15 on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party dry test average savings until 5/31/18 after payful amount subject to $30 activation fee credit and valid port in. Applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere. For all phones, restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The situation, I'm thinking more about what I just came up with that as I was introducing you to the story about the vigilantes. I was just thinking about what the world would be like without guns, if terrorists didn't have access to guns. How would they wage jihad? And then I started thinking about people who are likely to do this sort of thing, and how it is they become the way they become. I was reading the story of a fellow in France who was 19 when he got started videotaping himself killing rabbits. The officials went back to try to figure out, that's what usually happens when you arrest or convict or somebody gets killed for being a terrorist, and they go back a year or two or three, or as far as they can in hindsight, to see how these people create their lives of brutality. And really, time after time after time, you look at these things and you figure it's not hard to understand why these people are the way they are. There's this activity. Can you imagine as a kid killing cats or rabbits and enjoying it? What does that tell you about somebody's state of mind? Okay, enough, Doug. Enough of that. Okay, it's time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Something very daring is going on right now regarding an ailing American member of the National Science Foundation's research at this particular place. 888-302-3684 for a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, written by Maria Trilogy. Some very enlightening essays that I'm sure in the book of 40 you'll find one you can identify with, and it will help you greatly, I think. Has helped me. 888-302-3684. Where is this daring? What makes it a daring medical rescue is where it's taking place. So if you can identify where it's taking place, I'll tell you the rest of the story. You probably know the rest of the story. A National Science Foundation doing research at a place that they go to every year at this time. Somebody who's involved in the research has become very sick. They're trying to get to this person, but they can't because of where it is. So where is it? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Want to have the identification of the place for the rest of the story. Where is this very dangerous place, hard to get to? And one would wonder from the question, why are we there in the first place? Yes, that's a question worth discovering. 21 after the hour, 2020 News Quiz on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Friday 3 at the hour. It's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the medical news of the week, things that are important. Dr. Stockwell has an interesting take on most of the things in the medical community. I just want to visit the sugar and salt. The sugar thing, I think we have pretty much taken care of. But you are strongly in support of us having salt in our system.
Yes.
Because, and as you tell us why, also tell us what kinds of salt, because there are tons of different types of salt. You think about the MSG that goes into Chinese food, that's certainly not good for you. So what kind of salt is good for us, and what do we need? Why do we need to have salt in our
system? Well, flavoring, spices, salts. I mean, salt was used as money at one time. It's related to the word that says salary. I mean, some people were paid in salt, you know, a few hundred years ago. Spices stimulate various aspects of our digestive system. There's a reason why you got salt, bitter, sour, and sweet sensations on the tongue. I mean, you don't taste coffee. You don't taste strawberries.
I've seen chocolate now that has salt in it. You go to the expensive
sea
salt counter.
Yeah. You see, they say sea salt
in it. Why?
Because, well, it's well understood that if there are studies that show that about 1, maybe 2% of the cases of hypertension running around this country right now actually have salt as a causative factor. Salt, the most commercial brands out there, and I'm not going to mention their names, obviously, are overly processed. They're concentrated in sodium chloride, which is what most people think of salt as, table salt, sodium chloride. And it's like 95, 98% sodium chloride, which is not the balance of salt inside of our bodies. Our bodies have potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, a whole bunch of different kinds of salts that are necessary for our own physiology to be balanced. That's why we highly recommend sea salt, because that's where our civilizations have grown up in. That's where we have developed on this planet, on the ocean shores. The chloride that's a part of the hydrochloric acid that's in our stomachs, we get that from the salt. The sodium-potassium pump inside of our cells that produce such energy that keep us going all day long comes from the sodium that's in salt. And so what has happened is that we have been slowly seduced, I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but by the salt industry.
Yeah.
Why do we love salty potato chips? Why do we love salty French fries? Why do we love salty food?
All right, so here's, let me give you a pitch on this that I hope will ring a bell with parents of newborns. My daughter, I'm not holding her up as anything other than my daughter. She's a wonderful human being. She's very smart. She's doing a wonderful, loving job with her son, my grandson. She has not introduced him to anything. I'm impressed. We look at what he eats. He likes vegetables. He loves fruit. He doesn't have salt or anything, sugar on the food that he's eating, other than what might be found in a few, most of the stuff that she makes, the applesauce, she makes the fruit puree, that kind of stuff. But every once in a while, I know that there's, especially she's traveling now, so she's given him some stuff on the plane that or in the car that might be considered quick serve. But what I'm impressed is that he wants to have, he'll reach or he'll point for the strawberries or for the banana, or he'll reach and point for peas, for example. He doesn't like corn, but he loves peas. The point I'm making is that this is all trained behavior. You can train yourself or your child to be favorably impressed by anything. Whatever they get used to eating as they grow up is what they're going to like. And if you expose them to only good food, that's what they're going to like.
Well, give him, as long as it's not sugar-laced foods, give him what he craves.
Yeah.
Because he's got this forbidden doctor inside of him as well. Mm-hmm. And if he's pointing at something that's not laced with sugar, let him have it, because
that's his
own inner drive.
And plus, it's what he's been exposed to as much as anything else. All right,
well, she's doing a good job.
Well, I hope so. 28 past the hour. Good day. Health with Dr. Jack.
Technology is essential to the future success of agriculture. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Some folks fear that technology and food production are a bad combination. To the contrary, says futurist Brian David Johnson.
As we start to have more computational intelligence, as we start to use this thing called big data, as we use the sensor technology and the drone technology, have better situational awareness, and also have a better understanding on a genomic level of the life, not only the bees and the plants, but the livestock, having a better understanding of that, that only empowers us to increase the yield, to increase the safety, to increase the transparency and the tracking. It's only going to give us more control over the work that we do.
Johnson has an extensive background in technology. Even though he understands much better than the average person the how behind a lot of modern ag technologies, he suggests that we not be overwhelmed by complexities.
When you look at whether it be sensor tech or computational power and what can happen there, or if you look at biotech, it's just a tool. That's all it is. A lot of what we have is a tool, and a tool or a technology is really only interesting when you look at what it can do.
We'll take the tool image a little further in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the top of the hill with Kara Schillen. We're working our way as I, whenever I say that, it's amazing how much a creature of habit we all are. I find it annoying that I use the word working, but there are many people I remember as a news person saying often, we're working these stories for you. Well, this conversation certainly wrapped around some of the things happening, and that's why this hour devoted to sort of in-depth information and conversation about the go back to the Holland Tunnel thing and what that led us to, a conversation about guns. And now let's go back to our 2020 News Quiz question, which has not been properly or correctly answered yet. 888-302-3684. There's a daring evacuation that is underway. It has not been completed. An American worker at a certain place, the National Science Foundation, has had for years and years and years the research done at certain times of the year in this place, because it's easier to get in and out of there at this time of year than any other time of year. But even this time of year is not easy to get in and out. So what location are we talking about? Where in the world is this medical evacuation taking place for a very sick American worker working for the National Science Foundation? Where is the rescue taking place? You know the answer. Now's the time to call. We'll get to the answer before 20, before the hour. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Where is this evacuation going on to try to save the life of this American worker who's in a place that at this point in time he wishes he wasn't? Now, to move ourselves away from that thinking, back to a more conventional problem that has been discussed over and over and over again, take yourself to Flint, Michigan. Take yourself to Michigan. Take yourself to Detroit. Tough place to be from. The city of Flint yesterday signed a deal, finally, to pipe water into the city from Lake Michigan. This was something that was done before. It was shut down. So for, what, years and years now? This has been going on for, I think the first time this happened may have gone back to 2014. So for several years anyway, the city of Flint has been drinking water. People in the water have been drinking this tainted water. There are new pipes that are supposed to be being put in. So they're going to partner, the mayor and the governor announced this yesterday, the partnership with the water authority. Here's the story behind the story.
That the Flint River is not to be used, and no one wants to use the Flint River, we need this 3-mile pipeline. So I thought it appropriate we come up with an arrangement to help support the city in this effort. The approximate cost estimate at this point, and it is just an estimate, would be around $7 million. The state will provide $4.2 million in grant funds to help cover those costs. I commend the mayor and the city council for making the decision today to move forward with the KWA. Again, they didn't make that decision originally. It was made by predecessors. They're moving forward. And we'll continue to have the discussion about backup water sources and such. But it's critical to any primary or backup that this pipeline get built.
The people of Flint did not have adequate representation at the table when these deals were made. I don't know who thought these were good deals for the city of Flint, but this is where we find ourselves today.
All right, so that's the mayor, Karen Weaver. Before that was the governor, Rick Snyder, press conference announcing they're partnering with this water authority to bring lake water back to the people of Flint as soon as the new pipes are ready. This deal was in place before the current mayor took office. Negotiations had to be held around ensure the people of Flint were properly represented. She says they weren't. God, for God's sakes, fix the damn problem, will you? Blah, 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 blah. These foolish politicians and their damnable principles. Meanwhile, people are dying. Kids are drinking this water. Adults are drinking this water. People are literally killing themselves. And or they're drinking, they're having, excuse me, to go to other sources, bottled water, and spend money on it to make sure that their lives are, either that or you move out of the area, or one or the other. What a bunch of boobs. They just are. Oh, politicians. Oh, I asked the question in the last half hour. What would life be like if we didn't have guns? What would life be like if we didn't have politicians? Right? Good God. Okay, let's see if we can work through some of our callers who have figured out the answer to this question. There's a daring research project. It goes on, actually, every year at this time. And it is in a place that's dangerous. No question about it. All right, we'll have a conversation with Mike, who's in Milton, Florida. First time, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, how about you?
I'm just on my way to work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I help build helicopters.
Do you? Where is that? What plant is there down in your area? Where? Who has the plant in your area?
Well, it's we're a subcontract for Bell and Boeing.
Uh-huh. And do you actually assemble the helicopters there? Are you making parts for the helicopters? The Bell Jet Ranger, is that made in this plant that you work at?
No, they're more the UH-1s and the CH-47s.
All right, so these are Army or used for the military helicopters?
Primarily, yes.
Yeah, okay. So this, then, you probably, did you talk about what's going on yesterday at work? The answer to the question, by the way, is?
McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
Yeah. It's the Lockheed Martin Antarctic Support Contract. So hold on. Don't go away for just a second. I want to get another wrinkle on this. Paul's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. You had a different answer, but yet it still is the correct answer. What's your answer?
South Pole, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, Antarctica and the South Pole are basically the same thing, or you find the South Pole in Antarctica. So either of those two are correct. So I'm going to give you both a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. But I'm curious to go back to the question of what goes on down here. The National Science Foundation's Amundsen Scott South Pole Station does a lot of research. This is a very lucrative contract. It's very interesting to see how these things come together. This is not a military contract per se. This is a research contract, although a lot of it is tied to the military. And getting in there, the weather has been especially challenging down there because it's wintertime. And I always wonder why they have, because the southern hemisphere has winter when we have summer, why they would do something like this at this time of year instead of doing it in the summertime, or what is the equivalent of their summertime. But I answered my own question by nosing around. You can't do what they want to find out when the weather is good. You can only do what they're trying to do when the weather is bad. So this poor guy's gotten really sick and trying to get him out of there, but the weather's so bad they can't get in there. So imagine put yourself in his position. Imagine what he must be thinking if they can't get in and get him out of there. There's a frustration that would go with that. I think the pay is very good for these sorts of jobs. That's that's cool. But if you get sick, where do you go? How do you get out of there? Imagine, Paul, put yourself in his position. What do you think you'd be thinking?
About my mortality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're all in that league. Speaking of that, did you hear me talking earlier about what the world would be like without guns?
I did, and I asked the question, what would it be like without knives and doctors who have killed people in hospitals?
That's an interesting wrinkle on that. Mike, what did you think when I asked that question, what would the world be like without guns, if no one had invented guns?
People are always finding a way to do something, so if you take your guns away, they'll just use a bigger stick or something.
Mm-hmm, right.
Because there's always going to be that ignorant person
who wants to do harm or wants to be, I want to be more powerful than you are. I'm bigger and stronger than you are, and I want to prove it. Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. All right, gentlemen, good conversation. Appreciate having both of you there. Hold on a second, Kara. We'll get information from you, and we'll make sure you get a copy of this book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. If you're interested in getting a copy for yourself of this book, you can go to smbworks.com, smbworks.com. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Yeah! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Yeah! Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, here we are at 48 minutes after the hour. Let's hear the story behind the story of this South Pole evacuation of the sick worker.
The harsh, inhospitable South Pole might be the worst place to get sick.
Now we are waiting to get just the right weather windows to do what we need to do.
An American worker at an isolated research station urgently needs a hospital, but the Antarctic winter is complicating the rescue. It's so cold, jet fuel can freeze. The continent is submerged in darkness until August. There is moonlight, but only for the next 9 days. The specifics of the medical emergency aren't known, but based on previous history, it must be serious. At the same research center in 1999, Dr. Jerry Nielsen diagnosed and treated herself for breast cancer. Forced to wait months before she was airlifted out.
I thought that I was crooked because I knew that there was no way out for 8.5 months.
There have only been two other South Pole winter rescues, both facilitated by Ken Boric Air, the Calgary-based company called into action now. Two specialized twin-propeller Otter planes have been sent. Now landed in Chile. Next, weather permitting, they'll fly to a British outpost in Antarctica. From there, it's a 10-hour journey to the Amson Scott Research Station, a flight expected to push the plane to its limits.
Ultimately, it is the guys in the plane that have to make that decision on continuing or not.
Pilots know the risk of these flights all too well. 3 years ago, a Ken Boric plane crashed into a mountainside on the icy continent, killing three people.
Good God, put yourself in their position. 10 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We are at 53 minutes after the hour. It would mean that we are into Tech Talk time. The question comes on what's most important today in terms of technology news, because every day Victoria and I have to sift through all kinds of information to make sure that what you have, what you get out of listening to this, is going to affect you and help you more than anything else. Because this is the one area of the world where there is so much information that is it is just it's overwhelming to be able to try to understand this. And I have so much respect and regard for people who not only understand the information, but they understand how to use all the tools. So anyway, speaking of tools, is the iPhone 7 going to have something invisible on it that will make it easier for you to use the iPhone 7, or is it just a gimmick? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Less a movie and more a digital nightmare. No one who hasn't played
Tide Warcraft will enjoy this movie. I'm out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, here are a couple of things going on in the world of technology. One of them has to do with today being National Selfie Day. Come on. We got now a day for selfies. Does that mean all of us can take selfies today, but forget about it tomorrow?
Yes. Today on Twitter, one of the top trending things is it's National Selfie Day. And we've got some interesting and slightly scary news from a medical standpoint. There's a new study of dermatologists who got together in London yesterday for a conference, and they were talking about how selfie queens and bloggers should beware, because regularly exposing your skin to the radiation that comes from your smartphone actually speeds up the aging process.
Say that again.
Regularly exposing your skin, your face, to your mobile phone and your computer screen for selfies, which is when the camera is aimed at you, that radiation speeds up the aging process.
Is there a closeness? How close does it have to be in order for you to be?
Well, when you're at selfie distance, you're an arm's length away, and that's typically the length that you have for a selfie. So if you're taking a selfie a lot...
Yeah, listen to this. This is very important stuff. Go through it one more time.
Regular exposure to phone radiation, this is the blue light of the spectrum, and this is the dangerous radiation of blue light. If you regularly expose yourself to selfies, now this is a note to Kim Kardashian, who has a whole book of selfies, dermatologists are now saying they're seeing patients, and they can even tell what side of the face they photograph the most.
Wow.
So this is kind of scary. Now here's what's extra scary. Sunblock doesn't help. It's a different type of radiation. The only thing you can do is load up on antioxidants in your diet, and it has to come from within to fight the free radicals that are coming from your smartphone and your computer screen. So if you're a blogger or anyone who spends a lot of time in front of a computer screen or your smartphone screen with selfies, this is something you really should take into consideration. And this is just the beginning of this dialogue. This is going to become a much larger issue.
All right. The end of the home button on your iPhone. So they're going to make with the iPhone 7 something that will eliminate the home button. How the heck do you do that?
More schematics have leaked out of the new iPhone 7. And instead, if you're an iPhone user or a smartphone user in general, there's always one button on your touch screen, and that's your home button. And every time you press the home button, it takes you back to your home screen where all of your apps are. The iPhone 7 has eliminated that, so now you're going to tap the home screen just like you do with all the other apps, and it makes the phone slimmer. So that's the newest, and it also activates Siri a lot faster, they say. So we'll see.
Siri.
iPhone 7 news.
Siri, you there, Siri? 59 past the hour, and good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com to...